Hello and welcome back to the KC Center. We're going to have another consolation semifinal match with Jacob McGargill, the 2 seed of Shenandoah, going up against Briggs Collins from West Liberty. Collins, a 44-6 junior out of West Liberty. Your 5 seed going up against Jacob McGargill of Shenandoah, 56-1. Your 2 seed looking to be able to climb up the ladder again too as well to get yourself to a third place match. Front hand and arm position with the underhook here on the left side for McGargill. Collar tied to a slide-by position here for Collins. Now to our Russian tie is McGargill. Still staying here towards the center of the mat. Front head and arm position for Collins. Now into a Russian tie is McGargill. Still bringing pressure in forward. Minute 19 left here in this first period. Still staying in on this Russian tie. Minute 10 left here. McGargill pressuring forward still on this Russian tie, trying to be able to find his way to get down to some offense. And they're going to call a stalemate and go back to the center. Still again, 0-0 with a minute 01 left here in this first period. Still standing at the center of the mat. Collar tie here on the left side for McGargill. Seconds left here. McGargill staying in good position here at the center. Russian tide still for McGargill. Pressuring in forward down towards the edge of the mat. Needs to find some offense out of this. Still staying in on this Russian tie. A lot of pressure in forward for McGargill. 23 seconds left. Almost looking could be able to get a stall call. Now just hits himself with a nice slide by trying to be able to finish down towards the edge of the mat. Now has a bear claw down to his toes, and they're going to go out of bounds. He keeps that toe in. He gets himself a takedown for 3 with 13 seconds left. 0-0 still the score. Still staying down here at the center. Collar tie here onto the left side. Now into a Russian tie, pressuring in again forward. Now goes to a blast double here with McGargill, finishing, takes it right to his back, but the time's going to go out. Great shot there from McGargill, but with no time left on the clock, still going to be 0-0. It's going to be McGargill's choice. McGargill will defer. Collins is going to choose bottom. Collins here will get set. McGargill will cover. Chop and jam here on the left side. Now goes a bear claw ride onto the right. Minute 54 left here, just starting off this second period. Now a crotch lift here for McGargill and puts Collins straight onto his back. Looking to be able to finish this off. Going to get some near fall. Now has a butcher locked up here. McGargill trying to be able to continue to keep working here. Minute 37 seconds left here. McGargill's got 4 near fall. Collins trying to be able to fight off his back. Now going into a deep half here as McGargill has his leg locked in. Looking for a Turk, going to lead now 4-0. Has plenty of time to be able to get himself a turn here. Picks up the near ankle. McGargill needs to be able to readjust, and Collins is able to get back down to his belly, and McGargill is going to lead here 4-0. Rolling in a wrist onto the left side. 1:06 left here. McGargill leads 4-0. McGargill still on his toes, bringing pressure in forward here. Up to his feet here is Collins, and he's able to get himself out and let himself go. 4-1. McGargill leads. McGargill's been doing a really good job of getting to those Russian ties. Outside single attempt here coming from Collins, trying to be able to cut the corner and turn. McGargill trying to put pressure down here, goes upper body now, is locked up here for Collins with a bear hug. Overs and unders for both these guys. 26 seconds left here. Let's see who makes the move to go for the throw. And a lat drop attempt there coming from Collins. McGargill is able to stay to his feet, gets himself to a nice reshot, and a takedown for 3 right down towards the edge of the mat, and is going to lead now here 7-1, 14 seconds left here in this second period. We'll go back to the center. 7-1. McGargill leads. Collins will get set. McGargill will cover. It's going to be a caution on McGargill. Was off to the side. 14 seconds left here. One caution now on McGargill. Now going to goes off to the right side. Chop and jam now to a bear claw ride. 10 seconds left here. McGargill leads here 7-1. And McGargill of Shenandoah is going to ride this out and go into the third period. 7-1, the lead here for McGargill of Shenandoah. McGargill's choice, and McGargill is going to choose bottom. McGargill again trying to get himself to that third place match. McGargill will get set. Collins will cover. Now to an underhook here on the left side, trying to be able to throw in the boots under the right. McGargill trying to be able to hand fight here and does. Now leads here 8-1, minute 50 left here in this match. Outside single attempt here coming from Collins. He's in on it pretty tight, but a nice job to be able to redirect. Now we're back into this upper body position. Collins trying to be able to throw this through on McGargill, but McGargill is wrestling tough here onto the edge of the mat. Trying to be able to pull the leg back again, does, and gets himself a takedown here for three. Now leads here 11-1. Minute 30 left here in this match. McGargill still leading. Couple takedowns here, a couple upper body positions here. Collins has been able to try to go through a couple throws, but McGargill is able to stay tough on top. Minute 27 left here in this match. Going for a tilt attempt here is McGargill, trying to be able to get some swipes out of it. Collins hasn't broke the plane yet, and there's going to be some swipes. I don't know how it isn't yet, but it should be. There's one at least. McGargill's got to be careful not pin himself. He's going to get four near fall there. Now going to lead here 15-1. One more turn would end this match in a tech fall, and they're going to call for a full Nelson. McGargill's hands touched. When he slipped his hand here on the left side, his hands touched, and they called a full Nelson, so that gives one to Collins. 15-2, McGargill leads. Still one more turn of four would end up making this a tech fall. 58 seconds left here in this match. Roll through attempt from Collins. 48 seconds left here. Rolling in a wrist here on the left side is McGargill. Leads here 15-2. Now looking to be able to get himself another cheap tilt. Going to get a couple near fall at least. And now has Collins onto his back looking to try to be able to finish this here with a fall. And McGargill of Shenandoah will finish with a fall and will wrestle for a third place medal and gets a fall with 27 seconds left here in the third period. And McGargill will move on to the consolation finals. We'll have some more wrestling action here for you from the Casey Center here in just a little bit.